This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Friends, family, and former colleagues are honoring Colin Powell, the widely praised U.S. soldier diplomat who rose from humble beginnings to become the first Black chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and later served as the first Black U.S. Secretary of State. Powell is being remembered at a funeral Friday at Washington's National Cathedral. U.S. President Joe Biden is expected to attend but not speak. Eulogists are to be Madeleine Albright, who preceded Powell as the nation's top diplomat. Powell died October 18th of complications from COVID-19 at 84. He'd been vaccinated against the coronavirus, but his family said his immune system had been compromised by multiple melanoma, a blood cancer for which he'd been undergoing treatment. The story of Powell's rise to prominence in American life is a historic example to many. Powell served 35 years in Army uniform. Ethiopia's Tigray forces are joining with other armed and opposition groups in an alliance against Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed to seek a political transition after a year of devastating war, organizers say. The signing in Washington on Friday includes the Tigray forces that have been fighting Ethiopian and allied forces, as well as the Oromo Liberation Army, now fighting alongside the Tigray forces and seven other groups from around the country. The alliance is forming as U.S. Special Envoy Jeffrey Feltman is in Ethiopia's capital, meeting with senior government officials amid calls for an immediate ceasefire and talks to end the war that has killed thousands of people since November 2020. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A commando of drug gang gunmen on Thursday stormed ashore at a beach on Mexico's resort-studded Caribbean coast in front of luxury hotels and executed two drug dealers from a rival gang. The dramatic shootout attack sent tourists scrambling for cover at a resort just south of Cancun. The two suspected drug dealers killed Thursday had apparently arrived at the beach earlier in the day, claiming it was now their territory. The head prosecutor telling a radio station, quote, about 15 people arrived on the beach to assassinate two men who had showed up saying they were the new dealers in the area. There was a clash between rival groups of drug dealers on the beach near the hotels, and several cartels are fighting for the area's lucrative retail drug trade. China will make people who support Taiwan independence criminally liable for life, a spokeswoman for China's Taiwan Affairs Office said on Friday. This is the first time that China has spelt out concretely punishment for people deemed to be pro-Taiwan independence, as tensions rise between the mainland and the self-ruled island China claims as its own. The office named Taiwan's premier and its foreign minister as people who are, quote, stubbornly pro-Taiwan independence and made public for the first time. It's drawn up a list of people who fall into the category. China will enforce punishment on the people on the list by not letting them enter the mainland or China's special administrative regions of Hong Kong and Macau, according to a spokeswoman. The blacklisted people will not be allowed to cooperate with entities or people from the mainland, nor will their companies or entities who fund them be allowed to profit from the mainland, she said. And New Delhi residents woke up on Friday under a blanket of smog darkening the city, the most dangerous air pollution of the year after Diwali revelers defied, as usual, a fireworks ban during India's annual Hindu Festival of Lights. New Delhi has the worst air quality of all world capitals, but even by its sorry standards, Friday's reading the morning after the end of Diwali was extra bad. The price for celebrating India's biggest festival in the noisiest and smokiest way. Its air quality index surged to 463 on a scale of 500, the maximum recorded in 2021, indicating so-called severe conditions that affect even healthy people, let alone those with existing respiratory diseases. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.